5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go, baby, go, baby, go.
Don't upset the river.
Hello, and welcome back to the Xbox Insider Podcast. We're just getting together here to get you guys a little bit about the news of the Xbox 360 world, let you guys know what's come out this week, what we'll see next week, and pretty much discuss the world of Xbox 360. Today, I, Tamazander, Edward, am joined by Aaron.
Hello.
Fuller's here.
I am. Hello.
Dom, yeah. Are you there?
Hello.
And here's Jason.
Hey.
So if you guys have noticed over on the Xbox Insider site from our friends at Redlinks, we have a competition we're running currently for Trials HD. We have a couple of Trials HD codes we're going to be giving out to people, members of our forum. So head on over and head over to our forums and our competition forum in particular. And basically what you're going to be able to do is the driver and the rider of the motorcycle in Trials HD is unnamed. We found out from Red Links in our Red Links interview. So our idea is to make up your favorite show name, Daredevil name, and for your rider in Trials HD and post it over in our forum contest thread. So what you're going to need to make sure you do is, as well as the rider name that you've made up, also include your gamer tag, and we will send you the message with the download code if you are one of our winners. Join us on our podcast next Saturday for the announcement of the winners of the Trials HD contest we have running currently. And good luck, everyone.
All right. Getting released in the world of 360 this week in the UK is IL Sturmovik, Birds of Prey. In the US, we have Guitar Hero 5 and Section 8. And in Australia, we finally got Batman Arkham Asylum, IL 2 Sturmovik, Birds of Prey, and Guilty Gear 2 Overture. For everyone in the world, for Xbox Live Arcade, we have Defense Grid and Yo-Ho Kablamo. Cool.
Yay!
All right, and in the news this week, we have Halo 3 ODST was released early in some of the France retailers, which has caused YouTube and other sites to explode with a bunch of ODST content that has been recorded from their games. Shadow Complex has made history with more than 200,000 sales in week one, which is a fantastic achievement. And Epic should be very, very proud of that. All right, and Batman Arkham Asylum has made world records with the most critically acclaimed superhero category. Now, I want to talk about this just for a second. I want to say that Batman technically isn't a superhero. I'm not a big comics or, you know, superhero fan, but I just want to say he doesn't really have superpowers, so just wanted to put that out there. Also this week, Microsoft has removed the 720p standard for developers, which means they will no longer have to make their games at the 720p standard. What that means for everyone is the reason this changed is because a lot of TVs were getting released at what I refer to as baby HD, 1366 by 768, which means that games that were made at 720p were automatically getting upscaled. This means that not only do they not have to make it that standard, but it means they have the option to create it a higher standard or the option to create a lower standard. Pretty much, it could be a bad thing for everyone. It could be a good thing. Honestly, I think that more developers will head towards the higher standard, but there still will be some people that will drop that standard down. All right, and finally, what we've been playing this week. What about you, Ed? What have you been playing?
What have I been playing this week? This week, I was pretty much replaying X-Men Origins Wolverine on hard to pretty much go ahead and get that final achievement for beating it on hard. And then I played, of course, we were inundated with a whole bunch of demos this week, which I know we'll talk about a little bit later. But pretty much I did play the demos in X-Men Origins Wolverine. To finally beat it on hard, you have to pretty much, because when you fight Deadpool or whatever they It's not Deadpool, but they call it what they call it Deadpool. To actually beat it on hard, you pretty much have to cheat and take the cheap way out, which I did. But that's pretty much it. And then I just picked up WALL-E, the video game, there on Thursday night. So I'll start that probably tomorrow. What about you, Aaron?
Well, I just finished Enchanted Arms, which is, well, a game that came out about... It's not a bad game. I actually enjoyed it quite a lot. It came out... Well, not near release, post-release, but it's quite an old game now anyway compared to most titles. One of the first RPGs to come out on the Xbox. But even though it's kind of... Well, I see where you're saying bad because it is a hell of a grind and they really didn't design the game well enough so that you could just play it, play through and be able to beat all the bosses. But I thought the story was quite fun and I liked the battle mechanism as well. So, but yeah, other than that, I played a little bit of Battlefield 1943 and I've been playing a bit of Halo 3 as well, but other than that, that's it. What have you been playing, Fuller?
I've been playing a little bit of Batman Arkham Asylum and some Shadow Complex, Braver Warrior's Tale, which I don't recommend to anybody at all. Have you guys heard of it? Or?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, that's all you need to hear of it. It's just really... It's a really good game. It's good for achievements, but it's so glitchy and it's terrible. I think that's it. Yeah, nothing else really. Dommy?
Me, I've finished off Destroy Humans, Path of the Furon. And then I've only been jumping on Fear 2 a little bit now and then. I haven't really been on the Xbox at all this week.
How do you like Destroy All Humans?
I loved it. I thought it was really good. Didn't look amazing, but it was quite humorous and quite an enjoyable game to play. Super.
Me, I've been playing Batman Arkham Asylum, which came out here like 2-3 days ago, and I've been playing it since then. Before that, I was playing some Shadow Complex. I 100%ed that, and it is an amazingly amazing game. Yes, tautology for how good it is. The only thing I've got to do is just go back through and beat it within 2 hours on the hardest mode. Just to get one of the master challenges, not achievements. Been playing a bit of 1943. And that's about it. I've mostly been playing my DS all week, I'll be honest. Playing some Professor Layton, because I enjoy a little game that makes me think. And that's about it.
So, we've all been playing some pretty cool games this week. But there have been a lot of things that happened this week that are really pretty heavily impacted the Xbox 360 world. Now I know that one of the new things that is going to have a direct impact on the Xbox 360 world is, of course, the new SKUs that are coming out, the new drop in the price, and most importantly, the announcement and, of course, the impending releases of the new Slim PS3. So I know that is pretty much hitting up the Xbox 360 world. And it's going to shake everything up just a little bit. Don't you guys agree?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely the new...
Awesome conversation.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. Conversation over.
And we move on.
Seriously, the new PS3 and the new price, it does make it a more of a direct competitor for the Xbox 360. Because as before, most people were picking up the Xbox 360 because it was a much cheaper console. But now, the PS3, it's really within the same range, the same price range as the Xbox 360. So that's going to compete a lot more. But at the same time, Microsoft, they have shifted everything about a bit to make room for a new SKU, phase out an old one, and switch about a couple of new ones to kind of diversify themselves. So that the sales evolve.
Yeah, I think Microsoft have done a decent move by dropping the price to $360, but it's not enough. With the price drop on the PS3 and also the addition of the PS3 Slim, which doesn't affect the 360 so much, but it still is a competitor for people's money in that industry. I think for the value for money, the PS3 is now better. Because you still get the Blu-ray player, you get built-in Wi-Fi, you don't need a play-in charge kit, plus you have the ability to change out your own hard drive. Microsoft really have to look at how much they're charging for some of their peripherals. Like Play and Charge Kit's still pretty expensive. 120 gig hard drive is just out of this world expensive. It doesn't need to be that high ever. Especially because 120 gig hard drives now aren't the standard in laptop hard drives. And finally, the wireless adapter is still way too much. If they drop that down or even threw it in with the bundle with the Elite, that'd be a much more competitive bundle. But at the moment, all 360, in comparison to this price drop, 360 is going to lose a fair bit of market share, I think. I think Microsoft really need to pull their finger out and try harder to beat the market and keep that lead they've got over the PS3, which is their direct competitor instead of the Wii.
Yeah, I think the thing that might save them will be the new SKU, depending on it's because obviously it's just been a kind of outline at the moment that it's going to have the 250 gig hard drive, Forza 3, two wireless controllers. You see, the new SKU, it might come out at the same price, £250, as the PS3 Slim, which then I think that's more of a competitor towards it, especially seeing as it's got such a large hard drive, 250 gig. It comes out with possibly, I don't know, this decade's greatest race car sim, which is going to be Forza 3. Obviously, we all know that's cool. It's got an absolute ton of stuff packed into it. Yep. And then two wireless controllers, so it makes it more accessible to multiplayer gaming. But like you say, they really need to put something like the wireless adapter in it, otherwise people are just going to start switching over to PS3. It's just that's
simple. Right. Yeah, a lot more people are using wireless as the standard. And even if they didn't chuck it in, like in Australia, the wireless adapter, I actually have one because I needed one and I was too lazy to set up a router, even though I'm a networking professional. I bought the wireless adapter, and when I bought it, it's still at the same price. It's still $130 for the wireless adapter.
That's $100.
When I bought my my 360.
Yeah, about £50-60.
Yeah, it's way too much. When I bought my 360, I bought the Elite pretty much as soon as it came out, and I bought a bunch of games with it. I ended up spending, I think, $1,600 in the store that day just on Xbox 360 and accessories and a few games. I think I bought like 12 games, but it's unless they drop that price of those peripherals, they're going to lose that share, the market share that they've had the extra lead on the on Sony for a long time for, and they're going to lose it.
Mm. Definitely. What do you think about this, Ed?
Well, a couple of sales figures. Pretty much in the Americas, or I guess just America. I don't think it counted the South America. But anyway, it was pretty much because there was an article saying that because of the price drops of both the 360 and the arrival of the Slim PS3, the 360 and the PS3 for the first time have both outsold the Wii in America last week. I know the 360 has before, but for the very first time, both the 360 and the PS3 are on top with actually the PS3 of the big three actually winning out last week. So I was really kind of surprised in looking at some of those numbers and looking at exactly how big of a jump the PS3 has made, and it has more than doubled its sales figures the previous week with the arrival of the Slim PS3. Now, I think that's going to go back down myself personally, because I just don't see it being slimmer as being that much of a continuous sales thing for the PS3. I think maybe it's going to have a boost in sales for the next couple of weeks simply because there are some people that are upgrading, and I know that some of the retailers in the Americas are giving you a bit of a sales boost if you do trade in what you currently have for the slimmer version. But I do agree with Jason about the cost of the peripherals for the Xbox 360, because, I mean, you still look, things like rechargeable battery packs, things like that, they're still costly. But with the price drop, I somehow think that the sales of the 360 are going to stay a little bit higher. But the sales of the PS3 are going to go actually back down.
Does Ed want to do next week's releases?
I think Ed does.
Yeah, Ed.
Well, that's enough about Sony. And because this is, of course, an Xbox 360.
Too true.
So we'll jump back into what's going on in the releases of Xbox 360 coming up next week. Of course, we'll just start off a little bit with the Xbox 360 Xbox Live Arcade release of next week, which will be Sonic and Knuckles.
Yay.
So I'm sure everyone's happy about that. Of course, we won't have the fancy little whatever. What was that little thing? You put Sonic 3 on top, and then you can play both. You can play Knuckles and Sonic 3.
Yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
That was good.
Works. If you have Sonic 3 downloaded, you can get Knuckles and Sonic 3 and all that stuff.
Wow. Well, there
Are you
go.
For serious? Really?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And
so, I guess you could still do it. You won't have like the flashy little cart where you can like actually put it on top of the other one and have like your Genesis be like three times as tall, but whatever. In the UK, coming up next week for releases, we're going to have, of course, everywhere, Beatles Rock Band is coming out on 9/9/09. But also, the UK is getting Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which is the video game based upon the upcoming CG movie, which appears to have nothing to do with the book. Colin McRae Dirt. Yeah, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs was a book, but apparently it's completely different now.
I didn't know the movie.
Is like, well, in the book, basically it just starts, it's like, there's just food raining. But in the movie, it's like a scientist causes it to happen.
Wow, that does sound
Go
different.
Go read the book. Go read the book.
That's like the difference between Doom and the Doom movie, where one's hell being unleashed and the other one's a scientific experiment.
And it is.
Oh, it sure did have Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, which is also my brother's name, Dwayne Johnson. Strange enough.
Is he The Rock? You heard it here first. Edward's brother.
Yes.
I don't know. I wish he was. He'd be cooler. Oh, wow. Let me get back to the UK.
It's on file. It's now permanently on the internet. Ed doesn't like his brother.
He wants him to be The Rock.
He wishes he could smell what The Rock was cooking.
Every morning for breakfast.
Seriously, your brother is going to come over and give you a people's elbow.
Oh, man.
Smack it down.
Get kicked. Probably.
It's okay, the rest of it's fake. So.
Now that we took the... we took a little aside with Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs, but yeah, movie and game has nothing to do with the book. The book was a classic. But I'll start over with the UK releases. Again, of course, Beatles Rock Band, Everywhere, 9/9/09. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs in the UK next week. Colin McRae's Dirt 2, Guitar Hero 5, Mini Ninjas, and in the UK next week, they get Section 8. Now in the US next week, we get Darkest of Days, Dirt 2, IL2 Sturmovik, Birds of Prey.
Sturmovik!
Sturmovik! There was a fucker behind me and a fucker in front of me. To shoot him
with
Spitfire.
I took French in school. I can do that better. The Mini Ninjas, the Platinum Hits Triple Pack, which is from Capcom, and basically you get Devil May Cry 4, you get Lost Planet, and you also get, what's the third one?
Dead Rising,
all in a Triple Pack. This actually reminds me of the Triple Pack Microsoft did for charity here in the United States as well. So it's going to be a very, very good price for you people who haven't picked up any of those games in the Triple Pack yet. Also, there's going to be Cubed. And Cubed is also a bit of a Triple Pack that's going to have three previously released arcade games inside there. Also, there's going to be Raiden 4 and, of course, limited edition of Raiden 4.
Is Raiden 4 that top-down shooter? The arcade one? Do-do-do-do! Pew-pew! With the plane? Pew-pew! Pew-pew!
I don't want to reply, because if I reply, then I'll have to admit that I absolutely don't know what Raiden 4 is.
You actually don't know?
I think it is.
I have, absolutely.
Is it the top-down arcade fighter? Arcade?
I won't be picking it up.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up. We'll just hold the phone. This is important.
Hold the press.
Raiden 4.
Hold the presses. I have news. I wonder how many times that actually happened in newspapers.
That did not help. I can't find a screenshot of it. I can find the box art.
Oh, what does it look like?
Does it have a box on it?
No, it doesn't. Oh, it has. Oh, it actually has planes on it. Yeah, it's the same one. Cool.
Awesome.
Pew, pew. Awesome.
And also next week in Australia, you guys are only getting Beatles Rock Band, which is releasing in the world one last time, 9909.
Yeah, if we didn't have that, we wouldn't get anything next week.
Except Sonic and Knuckles.
Except Sonic and Knuckles, which is awesome.
Which is without the favorite, the awesome console where you put the one thing on top of the other.
Okay, well, that's all what right. Releases, isn't it?
Yeah, that's, now we're down to the our favorite recent demo.
Oh, why don't you play the next segment there, Jason? Shit,
sorry. Oh my God, take this out. Oh my gosh. I feel like
I've ruined, oh man.
I feel like I've
ruined it.
If anyone hasn't watched The Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis is dead.
I have never seen that movie, but it was ruined for me. Like, it was ruined for me the Monday after it came out in theaters. Like, I was in English class, and someone goes, he was really dead.
I was in the movie cinema, and the cinema was full, and some guy yelled it out because he'd seen it before.
Oh, I bet everyone beat
his shit. That's a movie. At the start of the movie, he yelled it out.
Okay, and talking about releases that are coming out next week, we've also had quite a few releases on the Xbox Live Marketplace. All the demos that have come out recently, a lot of them spurred on by Gamescom, but a lot of them just being released generally to promote the games that are coming out, and some really good demos as well. Things like we had start off with the Lost Planet 2 multiplayer demo, which was, well, not in my opinion, the most amount of fun, but I don't particularly like the game anyway. Then we had the Mini Ninjas demo come out, a bit of a child's game again, but a nice stylized graphics. Then we had NHL 10 demo come out, which I didn't actually download and play because I don't like hockey. After that, we had the Section 8 demo come out. And since then, we've even had a Fear 2 demo for the new campaign that's come out. And finally, the Wet demo, which is written released on the Xbox Live Marketplace, which, again, in my opinion, not so great, but this section, we're just basically going to talk about, well, out of the demos that have been released so far, what we were most looking forward to, which was our favorite demo. So, Ed, what was your favorite demo?
Ed?
Ah, crap, I left the door open. I was going to go run and close it real quick, but then you guys were going to pass it off to me, and I couldn't get over there in time to close the door.
Get to the chopper!
Now the door is closed, and now I'm back over here.
Oh,
lying
on the
bed.
Nude.
No, I have on clothing.
A teddy. gosh, how funny.
Actually, of all the demos that came out last week, my favorite would have to be 100% hands down the Section 8 demo. I loved the demo. I loved the game. I'm actually looking to go pick up Section 8 whenever, you know, whenever it gets into my video game rental place, which it should be soon. So I'm actually really, really, really looking forward to Section 8. The demo was fun, but the demo had a couple of flaws. I know I played with you, Aaron, a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main flaws of the demo. The main flaw, I would think, is the fact that the game is going to have dedicated servers where you can have humongous battles. Section 8 is pretty much like a hybrid of Tribes and Quake and just all those good games, all kind of wrapped into one. One of the main problems, like I said, is that the full game is going to have dedicated servers, but the actual demo was actually being hosted on whoever's Xbox. So it was actually user hosted instead of actually being hosted by the demo servers itself. And that caused for a whole bunch of lag problems, problems joining games, problems playing games, and of course, like I said, lag issues that really played the demo. But when you actually got to play, it was pretty good. It was pretty fun. I really enjoyed playing. The game really did bring back memories of Tribes 1 and 3, because everyone remembers that Tribes 2 sucks.
I like Tribes 2.
Tribes 2, you really like Tribes 2?
We play it at LANs occasionally.
But Section 8, which is like Tribes, is pretty awesome, and I'm really looking forward to playing the game. It main problem, again, another problem with the demo that I hope will resolve itself with the full release is the lack of teamwork. Lack of teamwork sucked, and lack of teamwork really upset me. I know I was playing with you, Aaron, and I remember there was one time where you and I actually left our primary base to go take the secondary base, and while we were gone, a teammate actually launched into our primary base, a drop down, and took off and left it undefended while an enemy was actually there at the primary base. So, and I never actually got into an actual game except for one where there was actual communication with someone that I didn't have to party up with to communicate with. So I know the squad function is great. People don't talk. I know Xbox Live, but and another thing, I think Dom, I think you like the way that they actually you spawn by actually dropping into the game.
Battlefield 2142 style.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So my vote gets Section 8. Section 8 is my vote for the newest demo. How about you, Aaron?
Well, mine's the same as yours, really. I kind of have two favourites. The first being Section 8, because I played it with you and I absolutely caned you, even though I had less people on my team and, well, just generally. And then the second would be the Colin McRae Dirt 2 demo, which I found very fun. I played that with a mate and that had absolutely no partying up issues, although it did get a bit repetitive, but obviously it's only just a demo, so... But yeah, the graphics in it are really, really nice. It's got okay physics. It's just a generally really fun game. But then again, Colin McRae Dirt 1 was a good game, so number 2 is obviously going to be good. But yeah, I really did like Colin McRae Dirt 2 and Section 8. But one thing you didn't really mention on Section 8 was the weapon loadouts. Now, I think that's one of the major selling points of the game, because... most games you have to choose, oh, am I going to be a sniper or am I going to go assault or I'm going to go demo? But with Section 8, you can literally just say, okay, I'm going to have a sniper as my primary, a heavy machine gun as my secondary. I want to be able to heal myself and others, so I'm going to use it, the recovery perk. And I want to keep things like grenades or a knife on me as well, so I'm going to pick that. And then you can go in and change all your armor and your shields and your targeting systems. So there's just so much permutation on it. It's absolutely unbelievable. And that really does make for good gameplay and diverse gameplay. But it's quite obvious that once a really good setup's going to come out, then everyone's just going to be using that. But at the moment, it's still quite fun. Dom, I know you played the Lost Planet 2 demo maybe 30, 40 times now.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't a big fan of that, but I know you loved it. So what did you think of it?
It's just generally really fun. Just, I don't know, there's something new to it than the first one. I think it's like the scale size of the monsters. It adds more to it. It's hard to explain. Apart from that, the co-op play on it's really good. On how like you can use four players to take down the monsters. That's quite good. And the new customised bit that you can do in the multiplayer. That's going to be quite good. Fuller?
I don't have any internet.
Yeah,
he's
Fuller's been cut off the internet, so he hasn't actually been able to try any of the demos. But
that's where to rub it in.
Yeah. What about you, Jason?
Although you made them sound awesome.
Yeah. What about you, Jason? What out of the demos that have been downloaded so far, what have you been enjoying?
I downloaded Mini Ninjas and I downloaded Wet. I have downloaded Colin McRae and Section 8, but I haven't played them yet. Section 8, I think, is going to fall short because it's relying on people to do teamwork, and people on Xbox Live, I have found, they just don't do teamwork. Everyone will just want to attack, and no one will want to defend. It's going to be really hard to organize people, and I think that's going to really frustrate people. But that's all right. I played Mini Ninjas, and it was... how to put this nicely? It was boring. It was really boring, actually. It looks good. It is interesting in the way it does its game, but it's just not interesting for me. I don't know if that's just me. Did anyone else that play it feel the same way? Or
yeah, 100%. I thought the graphics were kind of nice colours and environments and stuff like that. but it's just hack and slash, boring. You got collectibles, and even though you got things like spells, you just stand there and just hack away and then run around, and it really is that kind of boring, repetitive. It reminded me a lot of, I don't know if you ever played it, the Samurai Jack game on the PS2, which it felt exactly the same because it was cel-shaded, which I could endure that because I love the TV show, but I'm not going to endure this because it's just about some little ninjas.
Ninjas are meant to be awesome, and I just didn't get that.
Especially the video game. Amazing. They made it look like it was going to be this awesome, like, little stealth game with, like, Hero and the big fat guy and the little girl ninja, and it'd be funny and cute and cool.
Kunoichi.
It just
didn't come across enjoyable. I got about halfway through the demo, and I really had to push myself to finish it, which is never a good sign for me. If I have to push myself to finish a demo which only lasts about 15 minutes, then it's not for me at all. Like I said, not saying it's a bad game, I'm just saying it's not for me. And I played Wet, which is, how to put it, very strange. It's confusing in some parts. Like, why does she drink the tequila, like take two swigs of it, then throw it in the air and shoot it? Why doesn't she just put it back down? It doesn't make sense to me.
She's a cycle.
Yeah, but I don't know. The game's enjoyable, especially when she gets blood on her face and absolutely goes insanely crazy. That's always fun. I might rent that game to see if I like it a lot, but it was enjoyable to play. A bit of mindless hack and slash in a completely different way than Mini Ninjas was. But it was all right.
I found it quite glitchy. In the way that I know you can, there's basically like the three different things in there. There's jump, there's sword, and then there's slide. And jumping, that was kind of okay because you pretty much jumped over everything and you could still shoot. But if you were to slide next to a table or just the smallest obstacle, instead of sliding into them and stopping and getting up and running around, she'd do the whole slide sequence whilst not moving.
I did find that actually
extremely glitchy.
I hope they fix that up. I hope they fix that up in the actual game.
There's also the bits where she was swinging around the bars as well. If you just some positions, I swung her and I was unable to get her out of the spinning. She would just like lock it spinning on a bar and I wouldn't be able to jump her off or anything.
Oh, okay.
And
I didn't have that problem.
The gunning as well. You got to think it takes like what 10 bullets to kill one person. And
no, man, you're just aiming at the wrong spot. If you hit him in the head. Or the even in when it highlights their chest, then it's like one or two shots and they're down.
Yeah, but even if it is two shots, it's still a lot faster one sword blow to kill them.
Yeah, but then you got to get close.
Yeah, okay. What about the fact that in slow motion she shoots her gun faster than in standard?
I was wondering about that.
She's running normal time, bang.
Yeah, and if you run around. If you run around normally and don't jump or slide to shoot people, then it just takes an insane amount of bullets to kill them. That's where it takes like a whole clip to mow someone down. But as soon as she jumps, suddenly her bullets do like five times more damage.
Yeah.
That was odd.
Yeah, very strange. I also very got strange. The whole film grain thing over it, which is supposed to look like an old movie that's been scratched up and stuff. I thought that just, this didn't look good. It just looked like a bad game, like it was all glitchy and...
Yeah, see, that's what I didn't like about Lost in the Damned when it had that over it. But in this one, I think it was all right. Yeah, I know you can turn it off.
In Lost in the Damned, but not in...
Yeah, not in this. This one, you don't have the option, so you're stuck with it. So.
And that is it for this Xbox Insider podcast. And just a reminder for everyone, join us at our forums at xboxinsider.net. Join the forums, comment... And take a look around the forums. Join our amazing community that is growing every day. And while you're there, as a reminder, if you missed the very first part of this podcast because your iTunes messed up and put you here at the end for some reason, we have a competition running currently for Trials HD. What you need to do is join the forums over at xboxinsider.net/forums. I'd rather just forum because there's no S. and go to the competition forum, and in there you're going to post in the Trials HD competition thread. Now what we're looking for is to have your best and most amazing Daredevil name in the actual Trials HD competition thread, because we all know the actual writer in Trials HD does not have a name. He's actually unnamed. Be sure to include your gamer tag, and we will send you a message with the download code. All winners will be announced on next week's podcast. And I'd like to thank everyone for joining us on this week's podcast, Aaron, Dom, Fuller, and Jason, and I am Edward. And we'll see you guys next week for the next XboxInsider.net podcast. Night.
Bye.
Goodbye.
See you later, everybody.
Bye.
I watched Bruno last night.
Oh, yeah, don't bother.
Ach, yeah. Ach, yeah.
For the first time, I could see clearly, even though I had Spunken in my eye.
Oh, I watched it and it was funny.
Oh,
Milli Vanilli.
Okay. That wasn't funny because that man is dead. You really can't make fun of dead people. That's just not cool.
Pretty sure you can. It's not as if they're going to argue.